Welcome everybody back to Amud Yomi. We are going to be working on Daf Hey Amud Beis today, 5B, but we are going to be starting on the bottom of Hey Amud Aleph. And the Gemara was discussing most recently the idea of Yisurin and how when we get punished, we're supposed to acknowledge that really it's coming from Hashem and hope that these are Yisurin Shel Ava, which are supposed to maybe take away some of our reward from this world, which will help us in the next world, and how exactly it is that we are supposed to go ahead and take our suffering. And this is obviously, as we pointed out yesterday, much easier said than done. And a lot of these things we're going to read in the Gemara are easier said than done. There's a lot more to discuss on them, but we're going to get the basic shot of the Gemara as we go forward. So Tanya says the Gemara, there's a brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Shalosh matanos tovos nasan akash baruch hu Yisrael. Hashem gave us three major gifts, the kuan lo nisanan ele al yidei Yisurin. And each of these three gifts, he only gave us really them through suffering. Elohim, and these are these gifts, Torah ve'aretz Yisrael ve'olam haba. Torah, Israel, and Olam Haba, these three gifts came through suffering. Torah Minayin, how do we know that? Torah came through suffering. Shenemar, Ashri Agemar Sher Tiyasernu, call me Torah Secha Salam. And then we see that it came from Yisurin Tiyasernu. It came through suffering or afflictions. Eretz Yisrael, Dixiv, Ki Kasher Yaser Ishes Beno, Hashem Elokecha Miyasreka. So again, we see this idea of Yisurin as it relates to Eretz Yisrael. Dixiv, Vasrei, Ki Hashem Elokecha Meviachel, Eretz Tova. Good. So from the fact that those two psukim are together, we see that they are connected and that the Yisur and the suffering went along with getting Eretz Yisrael. Ha'olam haba. How do we know that Olam haba comes with suffering? Nisiv, kiner mitzvah v'torah or v'derechayim tochachos musar. That the commandments are a candle and the Torah is a light and the instructions are a way of life. So there's really just tochachos musar is really these this musar that we get, which is a cleanse of our sins, which comes through Yisurin. So that shows that's how we are going to be getting Olam Haba. So now we go into a further discussion about what Yisurin Chalava, these afflictions of love, are and what they are not. Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So it's taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. So anyone who is involved in Torah study, Chesed, and they bury their own children, mochlen lo kol avonosav. They are forgiven for all of their sins. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Bishlam Torah Gemilas Chasadim. So I understand you're going to tell me Torah Gemilas Chasadim that you are forgiven for all of your sins, dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Bechesed ve'emes yichu par avon. The pasuk in Mishlei tells us that it is through chesed, kindness and truth, then all sins are forgiven. Chesed zu gemilas chasadim. Chesed is referring to gemilas chesed. Shenema rozev tzedakah v'chesed yim tzachayim tzedakah v'chavod. Emes zu Torah. And emes is referring to Torah. Shenema emes kenevi al timkor. So we know from there that emes is referring to Torah and chesed is referring to gemilas chesed. So those things are yichu paravon. They help all of your sins be forgiven. Ela koveres banav binayim. But how do we know that someone who unfortunately has to go ahead and bury their child, how do we know that that is something which forgives all sin? So Tana lei hahu sava mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai asya avon avon. We have gzira shava from the word avon avon. Ksiv acha bechesed ve'emes yichu par avon. It says that all sin is going to be forgiven. Uksiv hasam, and it says elsewhere, in Yirmiyahu mishalim avon avos elcheik b'nehem. And he who repays the sin of the fathers into the bosom of their children, which again connects these two things of losing a child to being forgiven from all types of sins. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Negai muvanim inon yisurin shel ava. So, someone who gets tzaras and someone who unfortunately is having the difficulty of not being able to have children, those are not considered, says the Gemara, afflictions of love. These are not Yisurin Shel Ava. Again, what this means, major discussion, not for us right now, but we're just going to do the basic pshat. Negayim lo, is it really true that if someone has tzaras, it's not considered Yisurin Shel Ava? V'hatanya, but there's a braisa. Kol mi shiyesh bo echad me'arba maros negayim halalu einon ela mizbach kapara. The braisa tells us that anyone who has these types of tzaras, it's considered a kapara. It's an atonement. So this definitely seems to be functioning as a Yisurin Shel Ava. Answers the Gemara, Mizbach Kapara Havu, Yisurin Shel Ava Lo Havu. No, you're right. It might be some form of atonement, but it still doesn't fall into the category of Yisurin Shel Ava. Now, what exactly the difference is? Good question, but there definitely seems to be some sort of difference. V'ibayisema, Halan V'haluhu. Another answer as to whether Tzaras is something which is considered a Yisurin Shel Ava might depend on where we are. Maybe if someone is in Bavel, then it is considered Yisurin Shel Ava, but if someone's in Eretz Yisrael, would be considered not a Yisurin Shel Ava. That's the second answer. When it's done in private, or when someone gets tzaras in private, then it's considered Yisurin Shel Ava, and that's a nice thing, I guess. a nice thing in terms of Hashem doing it out of love and Habafar Hesya. When it's in public, then it's a little bit less that way. So we just have three answers as to whether Saras is going to be considered something which is a Yisurin Shalava or not. And we had conflicting sources, three answers. One is that maybe it is Kapara but not Yisurin Shalava. The other is that maybe there's a difference as to where it takes place. And the third is maybe there's a difference as to whether it's in private or in public. Now the Gemara goes to the second of these things to say whether it is Yisurin Shalava or not. Ubanim lo, is it really true that children is not considered a Yisurin Shalava if someone loses, unfortunately, a child? Hechidami, what's the case? How would we understand what this means? If this means that they had children and they unfortunately passed away, Rabbi Yochran din garma da asira abir. Rabbi Yochran would walk around with the bone of his 10th son, which he lost. And if we have someone of the status of Rabbi Yochran, we can assume that it's considered a Yisurin Chalava. So losing children is something which is Yisurin Chalava. So what's the Gemara talking about? Ella ha de lo havale klal, v'ha de havale umes. You know, there's a difference. When it's a child that you had and then lost, that's Yisurin Chalava. But when someone's having trouble having children, that's not Yisurin Chalava. Now, again, this is a big discussion as to what exactly it is that this means. Not for us right now. We're just taking everything at face value. But again, big discussion as to what this means. Now we have very interesting stories as to how different great rabbis handled their suffering. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Chalash, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba got sick. All the gabei Rabbi Yochanan. So we went to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Amar Lei, and he asked him, Chavivin Alecha Yisurin, a very strange question Rabbi Yochanan asked. He said, do you like these Yisurin? Amrale, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, Lohein velo scharin, I don't like these Yisurin, and even if I'm getting reward for them, I can't do it, I don't need it, I'm fine. So Amrale, Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, Havli Yadach, give me your hand. Yahav le yadei v'ukme. So Rabbi Chiya gave Rabbi Yochanan his hand, and all of a sudden he was fully better. Some sort of magic doctor, whatever it is. He all of a sudden became fully okay. Now, a similar story with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Chalash. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who healed him before, and now he himself was sick. All the gaber Rabbi Chanina Amar Lei, and Rabbi Chanina went to go visit him and asked him the same question. Chavivin Alecha Yisurin Amar Lei, Lohein Velo Scharan. So he said, do you like these afflictions, the suffering? He said, I don't want this. I don't want its reward. Make me better. Amar Lei, Hav Liyadach. He said, give me your hand. Yav Lei Yadei V'ukme. So Rabbi Yochanan gave his hand to Rabbi Chanina, and he made him all better. Now ask the Gemara, Amai Lokim Rabbi Yochanan Lanafshe. Why can't Rabbi Yochanan just make himself better? If Rabbi Yochanan healed the rabbi in the first story, why can't he heal himself in the second story? So answers the Gemara, Amrei Ein Chavash Matiratzmo V'esasur. No, a prisoner can't release himself from prison. He needs help. So it's hard to treat yourself, but to treat others, maybe you could do that. More stories like this. Rabbi Elazar Chalash, Rabbi Elazar was sick. All the gabe Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan went to go visit him. Chazad ahava kagani bebeis afel. And he saw that Rabbi Elazar was lying in a dark room. Galye ledare v'nafal nehora. Rabbi Yochanan, who happened to be exceedingly good looking, he exposed his arm and all of a sudden some sort of light shone in the room. And he was radiant. Chazad ahava kabachi Rabbi Elazar. And he saw that all of a sudden Rabbi Elazar started crying. Amar lei, amai kabachi. So Rabbi Yochanan said, why are you crying so much? If it's because you didn't think you got as much Torah learning as you should have in your lifetime, Shanina, we already learned in the Mishnah. Doesn't matter what you do, as long as you had the right intentions, as long as you were acting in the proper way and you were doing it for pure intentions, you shouldn't cry. It is what it is. And if you're crying about the bad financial situation that you are in, local Adam Zocha L'Shtei Shulchanos. Not everyone's Zocha to have such great parnasa. If you're crying because you lost a child in your lifetime, look at me, I'm holding my 10th son who passed away's bone. So what are you crying so much about? Amar Leir Belazar said back to him, Lahai Shufra Divali Ba'afra Kabachina. What I'm really crying about is this beauty, you, who are so beautiful, you one day are going to rot in the earth. And that's why I'm crying. And we all are going to rot in the earth. But this beautiful man, you, are going to rot in the earth also one day. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Al da v'adai b'kabach. Sorry, that's a pretty good thing to cry about. Uvachu tarvayim. They both started crying about. Hachi v'hachi Amar Lei. And in the meantime, Rabbi Yochanan asked him, Chavivin alecha yisurin. Now back to the stories that the way they were going before. Do you like these sufferings and this pain that you're in? Amar Lei, Lohein v'lo scharin. I don't want this. I don't need it. Amar Lei, Hav li yadach, give me your hand. Yahav Lei, yadei v'ukme. And he said, okay, he gave him his hand and he revived him. Now we have a similar story which involves a financial struggle. Rav Huna tekifa le arba mea donei dechamra. So Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine that all of a sudden turned sour and they turned into vinegar. So all of his stocks went down the drain, his entire fortune soured. Ol gabei Rav Yudah, Chuva deRav Sala, Chasida veRabbanan. So different rabbis came to visit him. Amr deRavah deBarava veRabbanan. So many rabbis came to visit him. Amr Ulei, and they said to him, La'ayin mar b'mili. You should go maybe look back at your affairs, see maybe why this happened to you. Amr Lu, and he said back to them, Rav Huna said back to them, Mi chashida beinaycho, are you suspecting me? Are you accusing me of something? Amru Lei, and they said back to him, Mi chashid kutcha bricho davidina belodina, you think, are you accusing God that he just did this for no reason? There's got to be some sort of reason. So Amru Lei, he said back to them, Rav Huna said back, E kaman dishmi alay mil salim, if anyone has any tainas on me, if anyone has any claim on me, come and say it to my face so I will know what I did wrong. Amru Lei, and they said back to him, Hachi shmialam, this is what we heard about you, delo yav mar shabisha la arise, that you didn't give the branches to your sharecropper. The halacha is that a sharecropper gives you part of the field, and when it comes to a vineyard, you're also supposed to give them part of the branches, and he was not giving them any of the branches. Amar lehu, and he said back to them, Mi kashavik le mide mine, do you think he's being honest with me? You think he's giving me all that I'm supposed to get? He's stealing from me, so I'm not giving him these branches. Haka ganev le kule, he stole all these things from me. He's taking much more than he's entitled to, so that's not a problem. So Amar lehu, they said back to him, Hainu dam reinche basar ganava gano vitama time. Once you steal from someone who's stealing from you, you steal from a thief, you get the taste of what stealing, of what it tastes like. Amar lehu, kabil na alay de'ayvin alay, he was able to take the musr, and he, you know, after accepting and understanding what they were saying to him, he said, okay, I'm going to be giving them the branches, and all of a sudden, ikad amre, hadr chalav ahav chamra, some say that the vinegar turned back to wine, ikad amre, iyakar chalav izdaban bidme dechamra, and others say that the price of vinegar went up, so his stocks shot up, and everything worked out for him. It's important to go and take an accounting of everything it is that we are doing. So the Gemara goes on, Tanya, Tarna Braisa, Abba Binyamin Omer, Ashne Dvar Ma'isi Mitzara Kol Yamai. On two things I've always been extra cautious about. Alt Filasi Shetelef Nei Mitasi, that my prayer takes place before my bed. What exactly this means, we're going to discuss in the Gemara. Va Mitasi Shetei Nisuna Bein Tzafon Darum, that my bed is placed from north to south. So the Gemara now goes and explains these ideas and what he was so careful about. Alt Filasi Shetelef Nei Mitasi. So what does this mean that his prayers were before his bed? Ma'ilef Nei Mitasi. What does this mean? Ilei Ma'ilef Nei Mitasi Mamish. If you're going to tell me that he always davened by his bed, V'amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, V'yitem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Minayin Lem Mispalel, Shelo Yedevar Chotis Bino Ovein Akir, Shenemar Ma'yasev Chizkiyo, Panav El Akir, V'yispalel. The Gemara says that the ideal way to daven is where you are davening right next to a wall, and there's nothing in between you and that wall. Obviously, not everyone can have the wall seat or the wall place in the shul, but it's nice to have a wall there so you won't be distracted. So what does it mean that he davened in front of his bed? Why not daven in front of a wall where it's more ideal? So answers the Gemara, lo tema lifnei mitasi, ela ema samach lemitasi. It doesn't mean that he did it literally next to his bed. It means that he davened close to the time when he woke up, meaning he didn't do any sort of malacha before shacharis, and that's what it's talking about. He always made sure to daven close to the time when he woke up. The other thing he was so careful about was to make sure his beds were placed from north to south. Anyone who has their beds from north to south will have male children. Good. And one more line. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Af ein ishto ma'pelas nefalim k'sivacha utzfonacha t'malei v'namu k'sivasam v'yimalu yamel aledes v'inei somim bevitna." And there also seems to be some sort of school that it will help in terms of miscarriages if you have your beds from north to south. Again, all of these are much greater discussions than we have time for, but everyone should, this is the Pshat and the Gemara, and everyone can look into it as much as they would like. Again, feel free to call, email, text, WhatsApp, however you want to contact me with any sort of questions. Have a great day and a great Shabbos.